Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
The segment in which John and I take a back seat is upon us.
Just realised, Sam from Shapeshifter, there's no seat or stool for you to sit down on.
There is.
There is.
There is.
There's totally a stool
there. Okay.
This happened the other day, but it was a girl, so it was even worse. You know, it was like,
where's chivalry gone?
Big fat jerks in here.
Wow, you guys. I've been sitting for 4 hours or something, so.
Just been down Tauranga, sort of mixing it up with Tiki Tana.
Yeah.
A little bit special. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Totally.
Okay, great.
Nothing's off limits.
Well, okay, great.
What are you doing?
Maybe that was an off-air chat.
What are you doing with Tiki?
So Tiki is helping us with our next album, and we're kind of on the home stretch with that. So it's down to his studio to, you know, mix and.
What does that look like, by the way?
It's wicked. Yeah.
Is it in his house?
It's in his house. Yeah, he built an extra room onto his house, and it.
I'm
supremely envious. It's amazing.
Fuck.
It's really chilled. It's a really nice vibe. It's got this beautiful old Yamaha desk.
Yo.
That in the 70s it was like the desk, you know. And these days analog desks aren't a thing. And so he got it off a PA company, and it's like the centerpiece of his room.
Wow.
And he just does his thing with that desk, man. It's like, it's wicked. Yeah.
Sweet.
Where has the album been recorded?
Massey in Wellington. Yeah. So recorded down there. It was all produced sort of here in Auckland and Christchurch and Wanaka. And then we recorded it all in Massey in Wellington. They've got a mean studio down there.
Have you been to P. Digg's house down in Cadrona?
Yeah.
I'd hope so, John.
Is it close to the actual
Mr.
road up
Diggs,
the mountain?
Have you been to his house?
Yes, I have.
Is it across the road? Does he live in Wanaka or does he live in Cadrona?
Is it in Cadrona?
Yeah.
It's right across the road.
I imagine he just lived on the mountain like as
about,
a yeti.
He lives on the mountain. He just comes down to like meet us and assume human form. Yeah.
There's about 8 houses in Cadrona. So I just, every time I go there, I'm like, which is P. Digg's house?
Yeah, no,
the one
he's
with
right
the lights on, bro.
Yeah, it's across the road from the pub, so. That's a distraction sometimes.
Big giveaway.
Fair enough. Should we crack into it? Should we play some songs?
Solid, by the way, that one. That's a good one.
Just filling out the conversation.
Do you need the Spanish guitar, or are you okay? Do you want me to get that out of the
do
way?
Do you?
We could do that.
Your selections. Talk us through your selections. What songs have you decided to play this evening?
Well, what's going on?
This one's called Here I Come by the great Barrington Levy, and he's pretty much my favourite reggae vocalist, definitely one of my favourite vocalists ever, and this just screams P. Digg's all over it. He's a Barrington Levy fan, and I think his style of vocals is definitely like Levy-esque, so here we go.
Trouble double double, trouble double to come, Rosie, tell me to come. So she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't work, run up the stairs and come. And if you don't come quick, you're not gonna know that son. So I grab a bunch of rose and I started to run. Here I come, here I come. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son, cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. Now because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down, shouldly waddle. Sing DJ and blow, pull it down the Jenny, oh, swing. And the intercom, Rosie, tell me to come. Said she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't run up the stairs.
and come. And if you don't come quick, you're not gonna see your son. So I grab a bunch of froze and I started to run. Here I come. Oh. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. That cause you are old and I am young. Just while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Shoot it up, boop, boodly diddly, whoa. Sing. Extra size, extra size. Extra size of them size way. Extra broad, extra broad. Extra broader than Broadway. And the intercom Rosie tell me to come. That she didn't have a daughter, that she did have a son. Here I come. Shoodly waddle diddle waddle diddle. Whoa. Swing. Cause I'm broad. I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. I'm broad. And over the sea, all of the girls, them my folk for we. Ooh, shoodly waddle diddle diddle, whoa. See, and the intercom Rosie tell me to come. Said she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't work, run up the stairs and come. Cause if you don't come quick, you're not gonna see your son. So I grab a bunch of roses and I started to run. Here I come. Later she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. That cause you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Shoodly rap, boo, boodly diddly, whoa. Swing. Cause I'm broad. I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway. I'm broad. I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway. And then over the sea, all of the girls, them my folk for we. Ooh, we. Shoodly waddly diddly waddly, whoa.
Good one. And you're back in the room.
Wow, that really did sound like had a general anesthetic. Anyone, have you guys ever had one of those?
A general anesthetic?
Yeah.
Yeah, was that an injection or?
Yeah, they ask you to count down from.
Is 10. That where they knock you right out, or yeah. Just the area?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I've had that before. That's Heaps. A trip, and yeah. You always think that you're going to do great at the counting part, and you don't get to like eight.
You always think you're going to be able to stay awake as well.
Yeah,
it's trippy how that's someone's specific job to like put you out.
I know.
To take care of you while you're out, or let's not get into a coma type thing.
Yeah, don't kill you.
You see why they're you paid the big bucks. Anesthetist, I want to say, but nobody wants to help me.
I'm not going
to
try it on you because it's going to be lots of...
I feel like we've had this chat before and we actually had one listening and they called up and broke it down for us. So if you're listening again, give us a call. Let us know how it goes down.
Sam from Shapeshifter. Feeling confident about summer? Because you guys are playing a lot of festivals. They're all outside Auckland though, so you'll be right.
You got to answer that, but you can't talk about the thing.
Oh, okay, right. Is that like... Yeah, okay.
No, you can say what you want.
I've kind of stopped...
Thinking about it?
Well, reading the news and paying attention because I did, and then it just
bleak.
Made me kind of anxious. Because without playing over summer, we're kind of a little bit screwed.
We're not
totally screwed, but it's just like, you know...
It's your income.
Yeah, totally. Mm. That's our living.
Are you guys playing the new tunes? Kind of thing?
Yeah.
Have been for a while? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
How does that work? How's the set built? Is it all the new stuff and then a couple of classics at the end, or how do you work the set list?
Yeah, we always like to change it just because we never want people to see the same show twice.
Mm.
Unless you're going to come to the gig the next night and you probably see a lot of the same songs because we don't have like 30 tunes up the sleeve. Ready to go, but yeah, we like to mix it up. There's definitely some favourites from the old days that we like.
Are there any Shapeshifter fans who like get on the road and follow you around all summer? Do you have any of those sorts of people following you around?
When we first started, there was a guy who was from Invercargill, and I don't know, he was definitely a little bit unusual. and he turned up at every gig, and we saw him on the ferry even, you know, like we were on the ferry, he's like, oh my god, there he is, and he was really into it.
Yeah.
Sounds like John and Tool, actually. A little bit.
Oh, you guys opened for Tool, right?
We did, yeah.
How was that?
That was amazing. Yeah, incredible.
They're so rare how they booked.
Did we talk about this last time?
Like that?
I think maybe we did. But
I don't know.
How was opening for Tool? Just
insane. Yeah.
Did you make any eye contact with them or anything?
Yeah, well, we actually had dinner with them like a couple of nights before in this Italian restaurant in Melbourne.
Was it forced? Or were they like...
No.
Did it feel like they were like, oh, we have to have dinner with these guys?
No, I sort of made friends with the bass player.
They asked them to open for
right,
them, so it could be kind of like
no,
stuck.
But, you know, yeah. It's like, well, big bands, how removed are they? You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
No, they were into it. I mean, okay, we didn't see Maynard once.
Hey, well, this is what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Maynard's on his own trip.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Crack up.
Yeah, he's definitely got some really, you could say, rock star-y kind of... things going down, but I was talking about this with Nick on the drive up, trying to figure out what that is, because like everywhere he goes there's no people, so if you're a support band and you're playing the gig, then if he turns up to the venue, it's like the whole thing is locked down, you've got to stay in your room and no one's allowed out until he's sort of gone to where he's got to go, and then he's, you know, you never see him, no one ever talks to him or anything like that. And it's sort of figuring out, like, what is that? What
so
are, where
preciously
does that come
weird.
From? Well, yeah, it could be, but maybe...
Is it
maybe,
ego, or is it,
he
like,
doesn't want to freak himself out?
He's on the spectrum, or...
You could be either of those things, or maybe he just doesn't need the temptations of a rock and roll lifestyle to, like, you know, fuck with his life
he's
or something.
In the zone,
you know, maybe he's worked it out, or maybe he's just trying to, like, do something kind of quirky and make people talk about him. I don't know.
Or maybe he just wants to jiu-jitsu everyone that he sees.
Don't come near him when he's got those nunchucks.
Oh shit, just trying to go to the bathroom. Rear naked choke.
What's the safe word?
Yeah. He's definitely a whack dude.
What's the next song you've got?
Oh yeah, this song. Oh shit, there it is.
It's right there.
This song is by James Blake. And James Blake,
oh, the voice.
Yeah. Man, I love James Blake.
Did he play it earlier this year?
Last year. Yeah. So I've seen him a few times, but the first time we saw him, we were playing Glastonbury in 2011.
Never heard of it.
You know, we sort of knew about James Blake, but we'd seen him for the first time live there, and it was like a full religious experience. And he played the song, and his keyboard was like, it was like being in, I don't know, the afterlife or something. And when he played the song, four people in the audience lit flares, these red flares, and they were kind of dotted around, like in a spread throughout the crowd. So
what about
kind of
the guns? Any flare guns?
No guns. There's just burning flares. Right, it was like it was like torches in the crowd, and the song happened, and I like transcended. Yeah, so check it out.
Falling, 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 falling. I don't know about my love.
Well, I've never been to Glastonbury, but I can imagine that would be pretty mint.
Yeah, it was a life changer.
It's cool when that happens, eh? I think, what was it, powerful? I keep coming back to Beirut at WOMAD for me. Never seen Beirut before. I had no idea who Beirut was. I was aptly ready, shall we say, and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
And then Mavis Staples after that, I think. Just awesome. Awesome evening.
Yeah, it's amazing that music can do that, eh?
And I guess the venue helped. I mean, like, Glastonbury's an epic spectacle, and so is TSB Bowl down at down at WOMAD.
100%.
Fucking mint venue.
Do you have some favourite shows that Shapeshifter has played?
We were just talking about the big day up. When we played the boiler in there a few times, it's a super top. That was epic. Yeah. And when it was during the day, it would get like a sauna in there and just like
dank.
The energy kind of combines and then people start frothing and then it's like then it's all on.
Get the sweat drip off the tent.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's wicked. Just I think we were really on a upward trajectory at that stage too. So stepping onto a stage like that with an audience and that size PA and that international production.
There's nothing really on that level for New Zealand acts than the big day out kind of was, you know?
Yeah.
As like bands would just be thrusted onto a stage with like, shit, there's heaps of people here and some of them don't care about me. Yeah. Oh, wow. You know, you've got to really turn a crowd or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's a real good experience.
Mm. How do the summer festivals compare to something like the big day out?
Well, now there's the technology in the PAs is like, I mean, it's kind of geeky to talk about, but it's so wicked that you feel the sound in a way that's, I don't know, it does things to you, and it's such a privilege to be there and making that music for people and experiencing that thing, you know, that interaction.
Everything's so dimed these days, eh? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
What's show day like for you? Do you get ridiculously excited?
A couple of little plops, a little bit nervous.
I totally am. I'm excited, but quite often what happens is I get really tired and just kind of like low, and I think it's like an anticipatory
shit,
you know, pre-reaction, you know, that my body goes through. And we all do. Like, you just get like, oh man, and that time before the gig, the couple of hours before the gig's really
the weight.
Hard. Yeah, it's just like, oh.
Have you ever played a plant barn or anything like that?
I've been to many a plant barn. I love it.
Would you go to a gig at a plant barn? Like a relaxing? Yeah. Just checking.
Okay. 100%. Cool.
Is it hard to not have a big night after you've played a good show?
Yes.
Especially on the summer circuit?
Yes.
Is it hard not to just go, oh, let's just keep going?
Yes. But sometimes, like, we've got this...
Do you have a handler who's like, no, mate, time to go to bed?
Good luck. Good luck to that person.
A sober driver for the evening.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, man, yeah. It's so much fun. But, but you know, sometimes you've got to do it. Like, we've got a few shows in a row this summer where it's like we actually have to get off the stage at 12:30 and get in a van and drive 3.5 hours to somewhere, stay the night, get up in the morning and drive again. And it's like, you're not going to get on the raz. Yeah, you're not going to get on the raz at that stage. You take, you know, there's a chili bin full of beers and coconut waters and stuff that goes in the van and, you know, just make your choices, but...
Try to maintain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, you're so buzzing after a show that anything you do just, like, is wicked, you know? Have a vape or a beer or, I don't know, water and a chat or something. It's that's rad.
Good stuff. Whereabouts, that's okay. That was genuine. That felt good, man. Don't worry about it. Where are we off to next with your track selections here via Shapeshifter?
Okay, I'm going to play some J Dilla.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, man, love J Dilla so much. And when we were doing The System is a Vampire, Nick and I were living in Kingscliff, which is top of New South Wales on the coast in Australia, and we had this shitty old Ford Laser with a CD player and three CDs.
Like, there's so many people can relate to this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, just this is all we've got, guys. Oh, we didn't plan this very well.
Yeah.
Now we're just listening to this stuff.
We've only got four CDs.
Yeah. But it's so awesome going through a relationship with music like that over that time. It's like 2 years of just listening and listening and listening to the same stuff. And one of them was a Barrington Levy CD, and one of them was a Jay Dilla CD, The Donuts.
Brilliant.
And yeah, he made this on his deathbed. It sort of revolutionized the way people approach, the way I think anyway about sampling and music. You know, like a lot of these tracks are simply just another track kind of cut up, but in a really kind of genius way. And when you first listen to it, it's like, what's so special about that? But then you really... sinks in and becomes etched on you after a while. It's genius.
Super clever for like working with one beat and making it sound like a different verses of a song just by like frequency sweeping.
Absolutely.
And stuff, and clever looping. Simple but really smart.
Yeah, I love it.
It's real. disability. They go.
Few dillers in a row there for you.
Hope everybody enjoyed that, including this squeaky microphone. Cheers.
You think Rick would see us these, but maybe that would just leak all over the desk.
I don't think Rick wants everything to be totally mint. I think Rick understands BFM more than we do, you know what I mean?
He's BFM's Yoda.
You are with BFM, as you can tell, because we said it a couple times. And this.
Whoa.
Sam from Shapeshifter.
Yo.
Glad to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
Now, what direction have you taken things in with the new Shapeshifter record that you've got in the can? Is there some sort of underlying theme or concept?
What are you guys building in there?
We didn't think about it too deeply. No, I mean,
it's a lockdown concept album.
Well, we started that one.
Pre?
No, we started afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, we actually...
Change all the lyrics, guys. I've changed my mind about everything.
Yeah. You know, Prince did that once. Apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so Prince, by the way.
Yeah, he had an ecstasy trip.
Which is not a thing, but okay. Cute little guy. Cute little guy.
And he called us, they'd printed the albums and everything, and they were sitting on the docks, you know, ready to ship out. So the story goes, and he called them up and said, "Nah, I don't believe in that.
Where are they?
Anymore, you know?
Give me those records."
Yeah, totally.
Man, who would be more annoying on an ecstasy trip than Prince, by the way? Like, just the most exuberant person in the history of life. A little bit high.
Oh, man.
And really short as well, yeah.
I'll take it. I would definitely hang out with Prince if he was high.
Heck yeah. Yes, that's happening. I'm just saying. I'm just saying it wouldn't be easy. Yeah. Mint. Are you going to play another one from your... 3 CDs sessions that you had in your car? What was the third CD? So we had Dilla,
Jay Dilla,
old mate, the reggae cat,
Barrington Levy, yeah, and Dub, and we had Kings of Leon.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
Which one? Which album?
It was one of the first two. I can't remember the name.
Oh, those are good ones.
Yeah, yeah. It's just wicked, man. Just driving around in the sunshine.
We actually played Milk the other day. Man, that's a tune.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Some people don't like Kings of Leon. I don't get that. You know, some people that, my friends that really like music, and I'm like, eh?
Things can get so big that they don't like the bigness of the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard to come in. It's kind of like a jury, you know? They can't know too much before judge the thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Can be a little bit biased.
Yeah, that's right. There's that popularity bias.
I think it's probably Sex on Fire, which
that's a terrible
sort
song.
Of, that is a not a good was their undoing. Mm. I mean, not you know, not to judge them, but
just if no one remembers it went, "Whoa, my sex is on fire."
It's a strange lyric.
Kings of Leon here singing. That's how it went.
Yeah, it's a strange lyric. I actually, I don't mind the song. You know, guy's got pipes as well, and they
maybe he's got great roots as well. Something to think about. So don't write that off as well. Was Christian kind of thing, wants to talk about it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
This is more than I wanted to think about it. This is the first I've really thought about it, and it's on air. But good to flesh these things out, I guess.
Mm.
First three were good.
So, we're talking about Shapeshifter's new record. Concepts, ideas, themes, general.
We didn't really want to write an album. Well, we didn't know if we did, and we just kind of started doing little bits, and then we went, fuck yeah, we are totally into this and we still want to do it, and we're really happy with the music. It's kind of there's lots of different things, but that's sort of every Shapeshifter album, I guess. But yeah, when you've been doing it for as long as we have, sometimes you have that thought of like, you know, are we going to keep the old school fans happy? And people always go, I love that song, you know, from 15 years ago and all that, and that kind of can play on your mind. But I was watching an interview of Lemmy the other day, the great and late Lemmy, and he put it really well. And he said, you know, people, if they want you to write the same songs that they were listening to when they were 18, you know, they just haven't grown up, you know, they're still 18 in their minds, and you have, you know, people change. But yeah, we've got some real heavy stuff on the record and some kind of quirky, fruity stuff and some funky kind of numbers, I guess. And
how do the songs get built? Like how does it all start? Just if you can nutshell it.
Well, usually what has happened a lot in the past is that Nick and I will write ideas, like little loops and not loops, but you know, little sort of minute and a half ideas, send them off to Polder and do it like that. But what we decided to do this time was always write when Diggy was there. And just made it so much better, so much more productive, and the energy was just together right in the moment.
Because like, he can sort of start writing lyrics right away, I guess.
Yeah, and well, if you know if he's into it or not,
right?
You know? And
of course, yeah. Well, then
we're all together.
Know how much you're going to put into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And it's just a much better vibe. We grew together really well, and then you just believe in the music a lot more, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's at the inception.
Yeah, like Nick and I could like write a tune. We're like, man, this is gonna be wicked.
And then you bring it along.
Send it off, and like, haven't heard anything for 2 weeks. It's probably not that good.
And then you get a request for someone to open it on Dropbox. They haven't even opened it. That's annoying, man.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you bring any brand new Shapeshifter with you? Just might as well ask the question.
There is a.
Fuck, this is a great question. Fair enough.
Nah.
I can master it right here. I've got this level control. Nah.
The sound of radio, man, is hot.
Sweet. I like that you thought about it.
Yeah.
I like that you thought about
good.
It.
Appreciate
I
just, that.
It's, you know, you do want to share these things.
Well,
you know,
no,
you just right at the end. And
you send it to
like,
us as soon as it's ready, okay? How about that? That feels good to me.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Right on.
Do you have another song,
obviously,
to select for us this evening?
Yeah, I do. This one is my favorite drum and bass tune of all time.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it reminds me of making the records that we made in Melbourne. And right in the early days of the band, and this is really like everything's gonna be okay kind of tune. Yeah, this is the Matrix remix of Phone Call by Klute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sam from Shapeshifter. That's your number one DMB tune of all time.
Yeah. It goes on a bit of a like baseline exploration there. I'm kind of more into the Rhodesy and the roller bass kind of buzz.
That's Matrix and Clute?
It's a Matrix remix of a Clute tune called Phone Call.
God damn it. Sorry. Brilliant. Well, look, first of all, thanks for coming along so much, man. And sharing your wares with us. Absolute pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine.
Fingers crossed, Auckland Town Hall, 16th of October.
Yeah.
Sold out, so you can't get tickets if you're listening. But places to catch you on the road over summer, where can people see you?
Rhythm and Vines, we're playing at Joe's Farm on 30th of December, mm-hmm. playing Northern Bass.
This should be our job, actually. We should have this information.
No, this is good. I need a
Joe's Farm distance. Sounds real casual, but yeah. I'm sure it's more serious than what it sounds.
No, it's not serious at all.
Just a cat with a farm? Man.
It's an awesome spot. Right.
Does Shapeshifter do private parties? Have you done any private events?
Yes. Yes,
you do.
Have.
You can't say though, because it's private. So.
How big a venue? Like, is it someone's house?
We played at Beeswax, mate. Played, it's private.
No, we played a rafting company's, like, staff party once. And, mate, I tell you what, river rats, the rafties, the river folk out there.
They love
you guys
a
are wild.
Yeah, no doubt, actually.
Yeah.
Their no, line of work, they love a buzz.
It was, like, impromptu wrestling on the dance floor and, yeah.
Yeah.
Just keg madness. It was
keg.
Wicked. Yeah.
I'd never think about rafters.
Did Shapeshifter ever ask for a keg on their rider?
Yeah, no, that's not in there. That's not in the memory bank.
Okay.
It wasn't I don't think it was an accusation. He was just asking.
I honestly, you could, we probably though. Have, but I can't confidently say yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Right. Well, now we're going to basically sign off here, and we'll go out on a Goldie track that you've got us slipped in here.
Yeah, Inner City Life. That was kind of it was all happening when that was like on the TV when we were, you know, 18, watching this, and just, yeah, it's London airs, and it's just beautiful, beautiful music. The breaks are so sick and the pads are amazing. The voice is incredible. And yeah, this is like the start of our journey.
Kia ora, mate. Kia ora, Shapeshifter. Say hi to the crew when you see them.
Could we get a voice ID from you just for you?
Certainly. Kia ora. You're listening to 95BFM, and this is Sambora. Should have, but I was kind of said that either.
Come to me in those open arms, is where I want to be. Thank you.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.